Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. My thought is that if the Redskins had beaten the Rams and they played the Jets this weekend and the Browns the weekend after that.
No, the Colts in 3 weeks.
I don't know why that I don't know why they're running through the worst teams in the AFC, but let's say they are.
It'd be nice.
I think there would be a lot of people getting excited in town because it's the Raiders and then the Chiefs in consecutive games. And they're going to be picked to be 1-3 at the end of this rainbow, which is ominous colors. It's not a pretty rainbow.
It's a gross rainbow. It's gross.
That's why people aren't more excited. People have thoughts, though. Mark's in Arlington on the Fan. Why aren't people feeling that win over the Rams? That was a good road win, Mark.
What's up, Mac?
Yeah, guys. I going into the season, I actually felt there was a lack of buzz. And I really think it's all about McLuhan not being here. We have experienced basically 15 to 20 years of dysfunction. And when he was hired, it gave us a sense of direction. And I feel like by him being fired, it's like, how are we going to be able to basically get back to a point of that level of optimism? By having a guy that knows football, back-to-back seasons where they were fairly successful. And I just feel that by not having him here, fans are basically saying, what's the point? We're just back to the old days.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
There are people with the Redskins organization, by the way, that were on the inside during McLuhan's days that will tell you that that was perception and not reality. That either he was worse off in terms of drinking than we thought, or that he was less a reason why they had winning records than we thought, that he was more scout, less GM running everything.
Right.
They'll tell you that. This is a case, though, where maybe perception is more important than reality. And I'm saying if they're correct, 1,000%, what they're saying is true, which I don't know if that's the case or not. I think that's one of the two sides of the story. But let's say that they are, and let's take them at their word. Perception can be more important sometimes than reality. And if Redskins fans all felt like McLuhan was the white knight, he is the guy that you're serving up as the reason things are turning around, and now he's gone, and it is costing you fanfare and excitement and exuberance and joy, then that's a problem for the organization as well. Whether it's perceived or not, perception greater than reality sometimes.
And I think there's something to that. Again, if you're outside looking in, the Redskins told, and this is to me, this is the theme of the entire year, not just firing McLuhan. That's your prerogative. If let's say what you leaked to the Washington Post as an organization is true, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt for a second. Fine. What you did in addition then is say, not only was this not McLuhan, but your actions told us, we really believe that everybody that was already in the building is the best person. We did this. McLuhan didn't. This is our show. Everybody from the scouts that all got promoted, everybody got, Eric Schaefer got a new title. Alex Santos gets a new title. The A.J. Smith's son, the scout gets a new title. Doug Williams gets a new title. Everybody was already there. They were the ones responsible for our relative success, not McLuhan. And you double down on everybody that was in-house. To me, that's what this was. This was a, we'll show you. And so I understand Redskins fans being skeptical because a lot of those guys that are trying to show us, they were here for the Leak-A-Lot chip under Mike Shanahan. They were here for Zorn. They were here for a lot of the disasters that we've all been through as fans.
Tony and Herndon, do you feel what we feel, that after a win, there's still not a group of people coming together to feel like the Redskins are turning a corner?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think part of it is that, even though it's a road game and the Rams were favored, it's kind of hard as a lifelong fan to get by, and knowing their group of people that they have, with Goff being so young and McVay being a young coach, I kind of felt like that's a game we had to win. So losing it would have probably been more devastating to me than, winning it just felt like, okay, that's a game we should win.
Yeah, you dodge a bullet.
Like a thank goodness they won.
You basically get a relief for a couple days. Like, okay. And that's true. I felt more relieved than I did confident, if that makes sense. Adam's in D.C. on the Fan. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. I think most of these callers are crazy. It's got nothing to do with McLuhan. It's got everything to do with the preseason looking absolutely terrible. I mean, Kirk Cousins couldn't throw the ball anywhere. People were dropping it. The offense is not dynamic. They go 0-1 in the division against the Eagles, and then we're supposed to get excited because they beat the Rams? I mean, how far have we fallen that we should get excited over beating the Rams? So I think people's reaction is correct. They're just not that good, and perception is reality. They don't look good, and that's it.
Appreciate it.
That's a good call. Well, how about that? Preseason woes kind of carrying over where they haven't looked real good.
I think that's a factor. He said, how far have they fallen? I would say fallen really far. I mean, have you been watching the last 20 years? I picked them to go win 7. You picked them to win 5.
I think they've been in Bain's pit since 1992.
Yeah, the sum of those selections on this show was 6. Now, I thought they were going to compete into December. You didn't see that. But the point is, neither of us think that they're that much better than the Rams. And, oh, by the way, the Rams were picked by every expert after scoring almost 50 points in the first week. I mean, there are teams in the league every single year that come up from obscurity to compete for playoffs. So until they beat the Rams could have been the favorite to be that team. If they're 2-0 right now with a win over the Redskins, they're one of the talks of football today. Mm-hmm. Eric's in Leesburg. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm going to bring the focus back to Cousins and just say that I think the fans got used to feeling confident with him. The way that he was playing, he wasn't playing with fear. And, you know, just as dogs can smell fear, fans can sense fear. And this year, I think that bad pick against Philly set him back a little bit. And the way that he played last Sunday, he made throws that rookies throw when they're scared of getting hit or scared of throwing a pick. And I think the fact that we had all gotten used to seeing Captain Kirk playing with confidence, being assertive, being confident, when we see him playing with a little bit of hesitation and a little bit of lack of confidence, it reflects on the entire team.
I think the call's good, but let me ask you this, Eric, because I think it's a good phone call. I think there's a lot of merit to it. You said he made throws that a rookie – I actually thought he threw the ball really well on Sunday. Now, if you want to say he didn't have a great game because he didn't go down the field and he was way too conservative, I think that's a fair critique as well. But he had one throw, having gone back and watched the game, that I thought was a really bad throw, and it was after a really good play to extend a play. A whole different story is how well did he play overall? Did he leave things on the field? Did he stretch the field? Did he go deep? But what throws are you referring to that were terrible throws? I didn't see them.
Look at the fade pattern. I think
the
it was
fade
late
out of
the third,
back of the
early
end
in
zone.
The fourth, the fade pattern, he did like a two-step drop and just chucked it. Gave our receiver no chance to get the ball.
Okay.
He was afraid to get hit. He was afraid to give the receiver a chance to go after it, whether that's a lack of confidence in the receiver or afraid of a long pick six, which would have ended the game. I think that's a hangover from week 1 in Philly.
Well, the fade would have ended the game, and that was the first half of the game. But if that's the throw you're talking about, I think his worst throw of the game was to Thompson after he extended the play out to the sideline and threw it too far for him on a line drive.
Yeah.
The fade he didn't give Doxson a chance for,
I just
think that's a fairly low percentage throw that he didn't make well.
Correct.
I don't think there's anything to do with like a rookie mistake or whatever the terminology was. Also, in terms of waiting and making a throw, go back and watch the game-winning touchdown. When he rolls out to his left and throws the ball to Ryan Grant, he's got Jamison Crowder for a first down non-touchdown right away. If he's quote-unquote timid or nervous or worried or not wanting to
extend, he's not going to wait for it to develop.
Right. Then he just throws to Crowder, picks up the first down. Instead, he waits for Ryan Grant and throws a good pass for a touchdown.
It's one of the.
I think it's kind of a case by case.
Yeah, we do this every year and every week. Where it's if you're working back from a bad result, you kind of try to attribute it to something. I mean, remember last year when Maurice Harris falls down, and if he'd waited an extra tick, you had Jamison Crowder breaking open for a touchdown in that game where Harris falls down, he throws the pick, and he and Jay Gruden had that exchange. He fell down. I thought every time. So that one, he was aggressive. So wait, which one's the rookie mistake now?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like this time he was patient, last time he wasn't. Now he's running the ball more.
I don't want my critique of the call either to make it seem like I'm saying he didn't have things he could have done better. That's not my
point. Yeah, I'm not ripping anybody.
I think his first performance this season was below average. I think that game was probably average or like a B-plus kind of game or a C game. I think it was perfectly fine. It was solid. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. But I disagree that he didn't make throws in that. The throws he made were the right throws. There was never a ball at risk of being picked. For the most part, he was very accurate and in rhythm. It was a lot of short, safe throws by design. They didn't take any shots down the field, which is what I'd like him to do different moving forward. But I think it's a pretty good call overall. Will Brinson on Grant and Danny next. Let's go around the NFC East, get some thoughts from him outside of Washington, D.C. on the NFL.
Daniel Plainview was an oil man. I'm a fantasy football man. I'm in 10 regular season leagues. I do DFS every week. Well, I got a new toy that I've been taking out and driving, and I love it. You will, too. Here's, this is true. Honest to goodness, true. I did the read earlier for Draft, right? Go to draft.com. You can get set up, search Draft in your app store. Had a listener sign up, used my promo code 1067Danny, and he challenged me. We're doing a head-to-head league. We bet on it. I drafted during a commercial break, came back, and now I'm talking to you guys. I love it, and you will too. If you like fantasy football, it combines the best of daily fantasy as well as year-long fantasy. It's snake drafts live. They take about 5-6 minutes to do. You set it, and you forget it. No waiver wire, no trades. That's it. Once you're done, you're done. Line up the party. It's awesome. And it's your lineup. It's nobody else's. You can play for as little as a buck and as cold hard cash that you can win. As I mentioned, limited time only. New players get a free entry into Draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use that promo code, people. 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. Play a real money game just for using that promo code 1067Danny on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.